Mesthetics, this sort of undefinable group. They've been called punk jazz, rock jazz, alt jazz, you name it. They don't care, but they have a great sound. It's sort of often in your face, but it's very, very neat stuff. And their other partner there is saxophonist James Brandon Lewis, maybe letting go of some of the stuff that he doesn't use all that often in his own releases, because together they just really just sock it to us, as the old saying goes. That was The Mesthetics and James Brandon Lewis from their brand new album called Deface the Currency. I'm not suggesting that you take that to heart. Never mind, I won't go there. Anyhow, that's The Mesthetics. And just to, let me see, we're just bang on the end of our first hour today. It's 11 o'clock here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. And the jazz, this is the last time I'm going to mention this. The tickets for Saturday's Jazz Cabaret at the Unitarian Church are still sitting next to me here. And if you are interested in going out on Saturday night to a jazz concert, give me a call at 774-6877 when the music is playing. And moving along now, excuse me, to another change of pace. If you listen regularly, you know that Marius Neset, a Norwegian saxophonist, is a real favorite of mine. He has great albums of both small group and in sort of more what I suppose you could call conventional instrumentation. But he's had a lot of work with symphonic jazz, with arranging and composing for symphony orchestras, some beautiful albums, and very solid jazz as well. And his brand new album now, just out just a few days ago, is called Time to Live, and it's Marius Neset with the Bergen Big Band and Anton Eger on drums. Now, Anton Eger is a solid colleague. I don't know if he helps out with any sort of arranging or composing, but he's on almost every, a lot of Marius Neset's albums feature in his small group. He's the drummer with symphonic jazz. He's the drummer, and he's here with the Bergen Big Band. This is a neat album. It's called Time to Live. And again, I got to play three tracks. Two tracks, because one of them is lengthier. I'm going to play two tracks from Marius Neset and the Bergen Big Band with Anton Eger on drums as the other noted artist. And here we go. The first track is called The Opening, as the first track. That makes sense. And then the second one is called Life Can Be Bright. Hold that thought. Thank you.
Thank you.
yes, it just stopped just like that. That was Marius Neset from his new album called Time to Live, performing with the Bergen Big Band. And that's brought us to 11:19, just about halfway through the show, not quite, but it's moving us into my historical segment time. And that is, as I mentioned at the outset, have been around since then, with all this sort of technical, you know, the gremlins have been working today. I mentioned that a couple of albums that I've played in my historical segment have featured Dave Holland on bass. Specifically, the latest one, I guess, was he was one of the bass players on Miles Davis' Bitches Brew album, which I sampled last week or the week before. And I thought, well, I should give you a better chance to listen to one of the icons, one of the great bass players in the jazz history. And Holland is still around. He actually will have his 80th birthday in October, God willing. But he has been recording for an awfully long time. And one of my favorite albums of his goes back to 1987. And it's a favorite of mine for a number of reasons. I think the writing is great. The playing is great. It has people on it that I really, really appreciate, including, you know, obviously Dave Holland on bass. But it has Steve Coleman on alto, playing very well. And trumpeter Kenny Wheeler. And so many times I mentioned we in Canada like to consider that he's one of ours because he was born in Canada. But he lived most of his life in Britain. But he is a great, great trumpet player. Trombonist Robin Eubanks is front and center on this album a lot, and it plays very well. And drummer Smitty Smith. The album is called The Razor's Edge. As I mentioned, it was a studio recording by the quintet. It was recorded in February 87 and released on ECM later that year. So it's been around for almost half of Dave Holland's life, I guess, if you want to put it that way. But it has some really fine playing on it. The reviews always said if you want a sample of what ESM was doing with a lot of its artists, and Dave Holland, who was, I think, born in Britain, as a matter of fact, although he lived most of his life on this side of the pond, the opposite to Kenny Wheeler, who was born on this side of the pond and lived most of it. Well, never mind. From Dave Holland's album, The Razor's Edge, I'm going to play a set starting with Brother Ty, then Vendetta, then the title track, The Razor's Edge, a great blues track called Blues for CM, and then a track called Vortex. Here, enjoy for the next half hour or so some great classic jazz from 1987. Here's the Dave Holland Quintet.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
You just heard a good part of one of the best albums to come out of the 80s in the jazz world. That was called, the album's called Razor's Edge, with bass player Dave Holland and his quintet. And there's some fine, fine playing there. It's a it sounds sort of like conventional instrumentation and whatever, but for 1987, that was a solid album. It's one of my favorites. I've been playing that since it came out, I guess. And that's my historical segment for today. And it came about because, I mean, my historical segments are always, you know, the reasons for me playing something are usually pretty just bizarre. This one just came about because Holland was playing bass on the Bitches Brew album that I sampled last week or the week before. And I thought he deserved his own album for the historical segment today. And that has brought us very close to the end of our second hour today. And while you're getting ready to get to the third hour, I'll just let you figure out what all this is about.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba,